Local events coverage on Radio St. Pete will now bring you a full replay of the press conference held at City Hall this afternoon regarding the Rays pulling out of the historic gas plant deal. Let's go to Mayor Kenneth Welsh.
Well, thank you all for being here. I hope you all received a copy of my statement. This is an important day in the legacy of the historic gas plant in the city of St. Petersburg. It is the end of a chapter, but it certainly is not the end of the story. I do want to thank our partners, our great St. Pete team, our city council chairman, our Pinellas County Commission and staff, and all the business and community partners who really worked in an extraordinary way to bring this together. While the decision of the Tampa Bay Rays ownership to terminate the agreements for a new stadium and a new development is a major disappointment, it is not the end of the story of the historic gas plant. And so we are very early in the process. As we've learned from this, we want to make sure we've got everything done from a legal perspective. And so I'll give everything at a very high level today. But we do have plans to move forward, and I'm looking forward to working with our community and council to make that happen. So you have the statements, and I'd take any questions you have right now.
Mayor, obviously you did everything you could before this moment to try to preserve this deal. Can you tell us about, you know, how this has come up with the precipice and then fell apart here today?
Yeah, so I'm still catching my breath literally because it's perfect. The elevator is out and I parked on the bottom floor, so I ran up with a bum knee. Look, we have done, as I said, in the state of the city, everything possible. The plan we put together, if you remember when we started, what I said we needed to do, extraordinary partnership, city, county, council, commission, and we did everything. We checked every box. We had an unprecedented amount of public funding committed, ready to bond, move forward. We had the agreements for the full 86 acres moving forward, and that was a very tough negotiation process, and Rob led that process. And as he said, there are many levers. You know, the reason the land was sold at a lower price was because all cost overruns would be borne by the Rays. And so we've done everything possible. I don't think a local government team could have done a better job than we have moving forward. And, you know, I'm disappointed that, you know, when we started on a whiteboard. I got a big whiteboard over there. I hope y'all covered it up. Okay. Talking about priorities. What are the priorities for the city? What are the priorities for the Rays? And we came up with a consensus, a group of issues we could work on. Keeping your word is very important. Keeping the trust of a community is very important. The descendants of the gas plant were part of this process. And if you look at the folks who supported this, from the NAACP to the Police Benevolent Association, the Chamber, and a number of groups in between and individuals, this met the priorities of our city going forward. And that's really the most disappointing part of that the Rays ownership did not understand that how important that priority is. Now we're gonna go forward and working with council, I want to have the same kind of equitable development plan, but it'll be smaller in scale. It won't be a grand slam. It'll be a base hit, a double. Now, I also want to say that, you know, we want to move forward in a way that doesn't preclude, if there's new ownership in the next year or two or four, that understands our priorities, is willing to build bridges, willing to rebuild that partnership with the city council and the county commission that has really been damaged, then we'll do our development in a way, and this is the plan I want to take to council and the community, that allows that baseball development to happen. But it's not going to put on hold the other development that we have been waiting for 40 years when I was in high school. I hope that one of the pictures around here shows it. So, you know, The city and county have done everything possible. I'm very proud of the effort they put forth.
Mayor, will there be an area to have further negotiations, further talks with this current ownership group?
The city is going to live up to our obligations under the current operating agreement. That includes repairing the trough. That means they're there through 2028 if we keep our schedule. And so we'll meet our obligations. I have no interest in working with this ownership group. They've got a set of agreements that they signed July 31st or August 1st of last year that we all agreed to. Why would I go back to the same group and trust them this time? That bridge has been burned. We'll meet our obligations. If there's a new ownership group, I'm perfectly willing to have that conversation.
Mayor, given you have used these terms, if there's a new ownership group, I guess the question is, do you believe that the Rays have the resources to build a stadium in this community? Do those resources exist?
Look, I can only go by what they say. Again, I've seen nothing, not even something written on a napkin to explain their cost overruns. I've seen no evidence of that whatsoever. But I believe Mr. Silverman has said recently they have the money. He's made that statement, so I can only go by his word.
Is there a way to go forward without repairing the trough? You talked about the contractual obligations.
I'm not going to get into the details until we have, you know, check some legal boxes. All we have is a social media statement, and Stu's called me today. So, but your question was,
is there a way to go forward without repairing the trough? In other words,
so we've had conversations about a number of alternatives. We've had council members who said, look, we'd like to hear what are the alternatives to repairing the trough. So we've had those conversations, have not been able to come to agreement on that.
Mayor, have you received a termination letter, or are you expecting a termination letter? Did Stu indicate that he would send a termination letter?
The only thing we have is a very brief phone call with Stu to me today, and the social media posts. Whether they've contacted staff individually, I can't tell you.
Is there a mechanism?
So really, that means the plan is still in effect. Then all the agreements are still in effect pending a termination letter, right?
We're still in that same schedule.
Yeah, as of today, yes, the agreement would still be in effect. If they don't send a termination letter, we would wait through March 31st, and then after that, it would automatically terminate due to the date.
Given that you don't have a letter, are you scared, or is there a worry that this is leverage or another play by the Rays?
I can't speak to their strategy or logic throughout this process, but I meant what I said when there's not another dime of city money coming forward. The county commission meant the same thing. We have put a very good deal on the table that they've signed to. If this was meant for leverage, it's going to fail.
Is the city afraid that they would go away eventually?
We're not afraid of anything, no. Mm-hmm. I was born there, and we've got a picture here somewhere that shows that. That was a community before the trough was there. So I don't fear going back to what it was originally. That's the whole reason there's an equitable development perspective here. So we were a community before baseball, we'll be one after baseball, and we still have a shot if we have an ownership who agrees with our values to make that happen. It obviously is not going to happen with this ownership group.
And to that point, Mary, we'll feel that there will be a new ownership group for the Rays.
Look, this plan I thought was the right plan, and that's why I advocated for it. That's why we, again, when I came into office, Mayor Christman had already selected Midtown. He went through a good process to do that. The Rays had half the development rights through 2027. Those rights will come back to the city. And so I am very comfortable where we are now. We've done the right things. I've always said our city's greatness doesn't depend solely on baseball. I'd love to have them stay. But we're going to move forward regardless.
So is that more modest development deal, the single or the double that you talked about? What does that look like?
I'm not going to get into details until we are actually terminated, and then we'll talk more about it.
Mayor, there have been voices both globally and reportedly at the MLB level calling on Stu Sternberg to sell the Rays. What is your stance on whether or not he should sell?
My stance is I support the Hines Rays proposal. I thought it was the best for the city. For some reason, after signing the agreements, the Rays have gone back on it with no really credible explanation. So if it takes another owner to make that happen, I'd be supportive of it. But that owner needs to understand the city and our priorities and the history of the historic gas plant.
Has he given you any indication as to whether he's interested in selling this team?
We haven't had that specific conversation.
He has not said to you, let me ask it the other way. Has he said to you, I'm going to be the owner of this team for a long time?
He hasn't said that either.
Mayor, you're being a real gentleman about the whole situation, but there is an enormous amount of taxpayer dollars that went into this whole agreement. So much staff time, so much city time.
Yeah.
One, is there any legal ramification that you could take to hold them accountable for all the amount of time and effort that went into this plan? And two, if there's not, is there something that you would say to the taxpayers about all the work that's gone into this?
I wouldn't take anything off the table. You know, this is pretty fresh, and we'd have to look at all our options. But you know, the way that we conducted ourselves throughout this process was really set the standard. And it was thousands of hours of work. Our team was here 7 days a week, through holidays, through personal family losses. I can't explain to you how much work our city staff put into this. Same thing for county staff, for the stadium piece of it. So yeah, there's a tremendous cost for us to get to it, but it was to get to bringing a solution to a 40-year issue that has vexed our community and a $6.5 billion impact over 30 years. It was well worth that investment, but that's one of the reasons why I say I wouldn't consider working on any kind of reset with Stu, because we spent an incredible amount of resources to get to this point. This is the agreement that we all agreed to, and now for these unspecified cost overruns, that's being used as a reason to kill a deal. I'm not going to play that game again.
Mayor, would you consider extending their lease at the drop? Well, that wouldn't necessarily be like renegotiating the entire redevelopment deal, but that would
we're going to have to look at everything. We have to look at everything, Mark, but again, this community has waited for 40 years to get the promises, the jobs, the economic development coming out of that development. I don't want to extend it under that same drop in 60 acres of asphalt model going forward. I want those benefits, the housing, the jobs, the economic opportunity to start benefiting this community.
Could you start, even if you didn't renegotiate the entire deal, could you start developing certain parcels while also extending the raise at the drop?
That is certainly a track, and we're looking at a number of options, but I don't want to talk about at this point, you know, this notion of a 10 or 15 year extension at the drop at this point. We need to get the termination. If they're going in that direction, make sure that is, you know, all the boxes are checked there, and then we'll talk with the council and with the community about the paths forward that we've identified.
Mayor, where does this leave Hines? Hines is part of this package deal, right? If this falls forward, they'd have to reapply then for another RFP?
If we go that route.
Would you consider working with Hines again?
Look, I'll just tell you personally, and Rob has spent more time with them than I have. I think they've been a good partner. They've always said they need that anchor tenant, and at the time, the Rays checked that box for having that anchor tenant there. And so, to me, Hines has performed.
Do you worry that this, you know, this saga might scare away big name global developers like Hines?
From my experience in the last week, no. I think folks are very interested in St. Pete and really can't really believe that the Rays are dropping the ball on this. St. Pete's greatness doesn't depend on that stadium. The development moving from downtown west is happening and it will continue. It's just the form will be different if baseball doesn't remain here.
This might be too early to read, but do you think the drop can be fixed by opening day of 2026, and I know you work on that extensively. Is that feasible?
The last projections I heard said it is. Rob, do you have anything more recent?
Yeah, I mean, our team's working well with Major League Baseball and the Rays. We're on track. Anything can happen in a construction project, but we're optimistic about the time of
opening day of 2026.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mayor, when you look back at the press conference, the we're here, all that, and all that optimism that day, is it hard to believe you're sitting here now, where you are?
It's disappointing, but it's not unexpected. You know, again, I personally experienced when the interstate came through and Granddad had to move his business. I personally experienced when our church had to move from 1400 Fourth for economic expansion that ultimately became the Florida Suncoast Dome. So we've seen those kind of broken promises before. What gives me optimism this time is, you know, I've called this like a marriage. It's better to get out of a bad engagement than a bad marriage. And so if this is the kind of behavior we're seeing after 6 months, I'd rather see it now before we're locked in than to have it 6 years or 16 years into the agreement. And so this is not the end of the story. It's not the outcome we wanted, but we are in a good position to move forward for the benefit of our whole community.
Mayor, how much land could the city start developing on that isn't touched by parking? Like,
I can't give you the specifics, and those stickies were there way before you seen them before, so those aren't the parcels. That just helps me with delineating. But we are looking at that. We've had conversations about that internally. When the time is right, we will talk about what we can do.
What's the timeline? When will we hear more about those plans?
Well, March 31st, yeah. And then, you know, I am very conservative at this point in dealing with the Rays. I need to see that they have, that the termination is complete before we take those steps.
And then you would issue a new RFP for
Not necessarily. We'll let you know what we're looking at.
How would that work?
We'll let you know when we get there.
Mayor, given the promises that have been broken here and the time that's been spent on this, do you think that the Rays and or Stu owe the community an apology?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've had these personal conversations. The legacy of the historic gas plant, the promises of economic development, the 30,000 jobs. I mean, this was not about just the historic gas plant community, it was about the future of St. Pete and a transformative economic development project moving forward. And to have us, look, you know, the chairman and I and others took a little bit of heat bringing this forward as elected officials. But we saw, you know, he was elected without opposition. You got to get opposition next time. You got to stay in training. And Deborah Fix Sanders also won by a huge margin. And as I, you know, I've been elected 6 times. I trust the people to understand leadership when they see it. And they knew why we were doing this and why we structured it that way. And so, you know, it was supported by the community. This community came forward in St. Pete and across Tampa Bay, if you look at the list of organizations that supported this, because they knew this was a way to not only keep baseball in St. Petersburg and in Tampa Bay, but to have such a great economic driver. There was workforce in it. We're going to train folks for the jobs that were coming, honor those 40-year promises. And you tell me why that's not going forward.
Mayor.
They need to explain that.
I have a letter here that apparently Blake Partners, investment partners, sent to you and members of the city council offering to buy the land for $260 million. Is that something you're considering?
What's the date of the letter?
Sorry?
What's the date?
March 13th.
Today, okay.
That came in today, Mayor. You know, we receive unsolicited proposals all the time.
We do, and that's to I think, Mark, did you ask a question? Somebody asked if there's interest or if folks are still interested in St. Pete. That's a good example. Folks, yeah, there'll be a lot of interest. So I haven't seen that particular letter, but we're going to have options going forward.
Are you considering selling the land?
I haven't read that. We've got a number of options. But again, the 21 principles that were in our RFP still stand. We still want the housing, the jobs, all those benefits.
So Mayor, is this, you know, kind of like a single or double like you were describing? You would be able to break ground on some land around the trough and then, you know, the Rays, there's a scenario, I guess, where the Rays would stay there until the trough's completed, right, 2027, 2028. And then after that, a new ownership group maybe could come into the fray by that point. And potentially there could still be.
So the option that keeps baseball here is that option. A new ownership group emerges relatively quickly. We can have conversations about adopting a plan that has a similar design as the plant, the Hines Rays plant. The other option is that the Rays play out their 2028 commitment here, and then we develop all the land without baseball. There are a number of options, but we're going to be prepared.
Is your preference to keep a baseball team here, like under new ownership then?
Under the right agreement and circumstances, yeah. But I've always said we don't want to keep baseball at any cost, right? It's got to be reasonable. And so, you know, you can't make an agreement and then come in and ask for $300 million more based on nothing and expect us to agree to that. We're just not going to do that.
You said your phone call with Stu was brief.
Can you elaborate
at all on the tone of it? What the tone
was cordial. It was not unexpected. I mean, again, if you're getting married and you're seeing this kind of behavior and engagement, you're not surprised by it. And again, it's not the first time there was, looking in Hillsborough for 3 years, looking in Ybor, Montreal split, kind of new. Right. So it was a cordial conversation. I think he understands where I am and I understand where he's coming from.
Mayor, have you spoken to the Major League Baseball Commissioner about this? And do you have confidence in his public statements that he would like the Rays to remain in this market?
I do. We've had several conversations.
Today?
With Commissioner Manfred. My chief of staff is in more frequent contact with his office. They support fully the plan that we put together. They want to stay in Tampa Bay. They know where you're going to go. Nashville, I mean, we are a very good television market for them. We've got public funding. We've got a growing Tampa Bay Metro. I believe the commissioner is supportive of our plan.
Man, would it almost make sense at this point? I believe you have to do reasonable efforts to fix the drop, right? Would it make sense to slow roll that process at this point?
The reason that we initially wanted the drop repaired before the Rays had council reverse their vote by saying that we couldn't get a commission vote, which we did get later, was I didn't want to have the Rays plan out west for 3 years, which is one of the things they were talking about. Plus, we're obligated to do that. Now, we did have conversations about other options that we can negotiate, but to me, we need to go ahead, fulfill our obligation. That gives us till 2028, hopefully way before that, if there's a new owner. Meanwhile, there are other parts of that we're gonna look at developing.
5 minutes left.
For baseball to continue in St. Pete, would the Rays need to sell relatively quickly?
I need to have conversations with our team and with the chair and with our county folks. I've always, in my mind, said it needs to happen the next 1 or 2 years to give us some certainty going forward. I wish it would happen sooner than that. But at some point, we are going to stop holding up the development of those 86 acres for the benefit of the community. It's been 40 years. It's been long enough.
Previously, Mayor, we've spoken about the shortfall that the Rays allegedly have. There was some talk of introducing them to some private partnerships that might be able to help with that funding gap. Were those introductions made, and do you know what the progress of those were?
We've had a lot of conversations with the Rays. I couldn't tell you today what the number is. I've asked repeatedly, what is the number? What is the gap? We use a term, we're solving for X. Well, we don't know what X is. There was no obligation for the county to approve the bonds at the point the Rays talked about. There are so many problems that I have with that argument. Again, we didn't know that was a drop-dead date, or we would have been there. We go to Clearwater for all the meetings that we need to show up and express our support for a position. So, I think we are in a good position. Really, the next step is up to Stu and to Major League Baseball.
Were there private businesses that came to the table and said, hey, we'll help in, we'll pitch in whatever it costs to keep the Rays here?
I think there's a lot of interest from folks around the community who want to help, but if you don't know what the gap is, how can you really help solve it?
Mayor, you're the sixth mayor on either side of Tampa Bay to negotiate with the Rays in pursuit of a new stadium. Were you warned that relations would sour?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think you could just do it differently?
Mayor Baker chewed my ear off at the Firestone Grand Prix in a very friendly way, kind of saying, yeah, I told you, but you're seeing it. I really thought we had it. We had everything in writing. We had the agreements. It was mutually beneficial. But this reflects what past mayors have conveyed to me, and that's unfortunate.
What do you say to Mayor Jane Castor, who said, if as long as it makes sense for our taxpayers, we're willing to maybe dust off our proposal?
Jane's a good friend. I saw her somewhere this week. I think we were over in Tampa at Leadership Florida together. Again, she's had discussions with them. The whole Ybor conversation they've had. But I think she ended her tweet by saying it has to make sense for the public. And look, We've always said we want to keep baseball in Tampa Bay. I've also said this was our last best at-bat, our best swing. We did everything we needed to do. And if they end up working out something in Tampa, life will go on here in St. Pete. We put our very best effort on the table.
Have you talked to Commissioner Manfred about possibly getting another team if he decides to relocate?
No. No.
There's nothing contractually that would keep the Rays from speaking to Tampa or any other location for 2029 and beyond?
So at the moment, as Ms. Wright explained, there is no official termination, so they're still under the new non-relocation agreement. So at this moment, no, they couldn't. But once there's an official termination, or we pass March 31st, they could talk to another community about playing there after the end of the current lease agreement.
Is there any mechanism by which they can get any of this land to develop?
I mean, currently, right now, they have some options. That's why we're expecting a termination, and you know that's why that's important for us, one reason, and the March 31st date is important for us.
Would the city fight to stop that from happening?
Well, you know, through discussions with them at this point, we don't expect that to happen.
Okay.
But
have they pulled out any land yet at this point?
I'm sorry?
Have they taken over ownership of any land?
No.
Okay.
Is it disappointing that you said several times that this was not unexpected? Is it disappointing that it's March, whatever day is, and you're getting the news now and it appears that they had made this choice back in November?
Yeah, you know, I think I said in my statement it's disappointing but not unexpected. And Commissioner Scott and others have conveyed some conversations that they had with the Rays before that commission vote. So the whole thing is, I guess you have to understand the perspective of a person. Stu's priority is not the history or legacy of the gas plant or the economic development of the city of St. Pete or the jobs or any of that. He's got a different set of priorities. So I guess if you understand the nature of a person, a business person, an elected official, then you kind of understand their perspective. It's just not his priority. And I've had those conversations. Look, this is about generations going forward having that impact. And that's just not what they're focused on.
Last question.
We frequently compare, you know, the situation to a relationship, right? And you made a great point, an analogy about like seeing the red flag, so to speak. But also a lot of times in relationships, people go through a rough patch and then they break up and then they realize that they, you know, they want to work things out. Do you see anything like that happening?
Yeah, how many times do you do that? I mentioned Ybor.
Depends on who.
Ybor, Montreal, looking in Hillsborough for 3 years. I mean, at some point, you're probably best to separate.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you
for being
here.
The preceding press conference was recorded earlier this afternoon at City Hall.